This is 90.3 KETM Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Corey Crow. Crime is down in Monroe according to the latest FBI numbers for 2018. Violent crime in Monroe fell 38% compared to the year 2017. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo and Police Chief Eugene Ellison announced the latest numbers at a press conference yesterday. However, it's not all rosy. The 2019 numbers will not be released for some time, and Mayor Mayo says our homicides are already ahead of our 2018 numbers, and there's still 2.5 months to go. He announced Monroe Police will put 6 more officers on the streets during the high crime hours. There's a boil water advisory this morning for City of Monroe water customers. Now, it's along 165 North from the Forsyth Extension out to CenturyLink. Last night, emergency repair work was done on a 16-inch water line near Forsyth Extension. A precautionary boil order should be lifted sometime tomorrow. Residents should, until then, boil water for 1 full minute and let it cool before using it. 3 State Police Academy employees have been reassigned as part of an ongoing investigation into training sessions that state police say may have gone too far.
State Police Colonel Kevin Reeves would not respond to allegations that the injuries were the result of hazing, but did say,
"It appears that some of the training may have extended outside of our normal parameters."
Reeves did say it's not uncommon for injuries to occur during this portion of the lesson plan that focused on physical altercations at traffic stops.
"We want to save our employees from injury, but also there's another part of that. We want to teach our cadets how to effectively perform these moves and not injure the suspects that we're trying to take into custody."
I'm Matt Doyle.
This is KEDM.